We're here to talk about the 4-H Changemakers, which teens teaching adults. There's a lot of what they call the digital divide, where there's millions of people across the country that lack sort of the broadband, the access to a lot of the digital technology, and these folks are here to help. We have with us Hannah Jones, 4-H Tech Changemaker, with the National Ambassador from Georgia. She's a junior in high school, and also Allie Greiner, the 4-H County Extension Agent in the area, to talk about this. Let's start, Hannah, with you, a little bit about you, your background and interest really in the 4-H Changemakers. Tell us about that.
Of course. So 4-H Tech Changemakers is empowering youth to work closely with their communities to bridge the digital divide. And that digital divide is the gap between those with digital literacy skills and those without. And I really want to focus on that word, community. So in 4-H Tech Changemakers, all those youth, their spark is found in helping their community, and they can apply that to 4-H Tech Changemakers, which is just the beauty of 4-H Tech Changemakers. They're always looking for ways to make the best better in their community.
How is it that they're bringing the digital universe to these areas? What's the technology that's able to make them do that?
So the technology, the program that we have with that, is our teens are actually teaching adults how to use those technology skills. So it actually is not a technology program that's being done. It's actually taught most of the time in person. There are some classes that are offered virtually. A lot of times it's providing that program in person for adults to learn how to use different technology devices or apps.
And talk about, I guess, the importance of that. What are they missing out by not having that?
Sure. So growing up in a technological world like Hannah has throughout her life, she's got a lot of technology skills. A lot of our teens do because they've grown up in that world. But the reality is there is a digital divide, that 1 in 6 working-age Americans are unable to use things that teens would consider basic online tools like email, web search, those kinds of things. And so through this program, teens are using that tech savvy. They are learning leadership skills by being able to teach to adults. They're learning public speaking and other presentation skills. But adults are getting those digital skills that they may personally be lacking. And they're learning how to find employment online. They can market themselves on social media, learn new software, communicate with others using different apps and devices. And that opens up a whole lot of opportunities for both sides, both the teens to have those experiences as well as the adults to learn those skills. And it builds community by bridging the divide between the generations as well.
Hannah, if you could explain a little bit about what's it like to teach somebody? Are you a teacher by nature, or how did you be able to sort of allow you to explain something to somebody who maybe looks at this and gives you a blank stare on it?
Of course, I totally understand. So through Tech Changemakers, I've attended many trainings, sometimes on different topics and sometimes just a refresher, so I can apply my compassion to those people and be patient. And in the trainings, we're put in the place of those people learning these digital literacy skills, and that helps us have a lot of patience for those people because we understand what it's like too, especially since we are still in a classroom, still in school. And that's why it's so great to take these tech-savvy teens to teach adults, because we understand what it's like to be the learner. And there's nothing bad about that at all. It is great to always learn something new. And that's what we like to always tell in our workshops, we like to tell the adults that.
And not to be afraid to fail on something, because, you know, you're not going to break it. You're just going to try it differently, and you have to understand sort of how it works. And once you kind of speak their language, so to speak, in other words, it probably is a little easier. Talk maybe a little bit about the importance of this related to the economy of these areas that you're going into.
Yes, of course. So through this program, adults learn digital employability skills based on the needs in their community that can help them advance in their career or another career option down the road. And this is especially in communities like mine. We are a rural community because our goal here in our community is to have a strong local workforce where people can continue to live and thrive here. And that's exactly what 4-H Tech Changemakers accomplishes. And I'll paint you a picture here. So one of the classes I love to teach, my favorite, and just recently taught too, is called Canva for Educators. I go around to the schools in my district and I teach them how to use a Canva Educator account because it's extremely beneficial to teachers and students. It helps teachers enhance their digital content creation skills, and for students, they have an arising interest in graphic design, so it keeps them more engaged in the classroom. So it is definitely a win-win on both sides.
We're talking again today with Allie Greiner, 4-H Extension Agent, and also Hannah Jones, a 4-H Tech Change Maker National Ambassador. Allie, if you could tell us, like, where is this available? How do teens get involved? Is it just through their local 4-H? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a national program. It's in, you can be in any state, and you can go to the 4-H Tech Changemaker website at 4h.org/TCM to find a program that's near you. If there's not one that's located near you, there's resources for contacting your extension 4-H office to either begin one yourself or start a conversation with that office about creating one for the community if you see that digital divide need in your community and would like to help address it.
Hannah, were you involved in 4-H prior to this type of endeavor with the, sort of maybe the standard 4-H fair, or was this something that you kind of first brought you into the organization?
Absolutely. So I have always had a passion for civic engagement. That's always been my area of 4-H. I participate in our community kindness club and just many activities involved in our community. So when I heard about 4-H Tech Changemakers and that I could give back to our community, that was super exciting for me. So that is kind of how I got involved, just like I said, starting in that love for the community.
Did you have a good understanding of tech before that, or did this become a learning experience for you too?
Yes, sir. I definitely did, because I've grown up with it my whole life. However, the teaching aspect sometimes does not always come natural, and that's why I think it's so great that Tech Changemakers holds trainings for anyone who is interested. Anyone can be a 4-H Tech Changemaker, and I think that is just the beauty of this program.
And, of course, it's great to increase the skills that you're able to do, communicate, deal with different generations, understand how you can get your point across and help people improve on their lives. Again, we've been talking about the 4-H Tech Changemakers, and you can find out more at 4-H.org/TCM. And we joined by this morning Hannah Jones, a tech change maker and also the county extension agent for the area, Allie Greiner. Ladies, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for what you do. It sounds great.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.